Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the channel. My name is Jacob Restituto, and I'm a musician from Northport, New York. And today we have Colt, aka Mixed by Colt, here on the channel. Really looking forward to getting into this chat. Colt, thank you so much for taking the time, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's my pleasure. So you have had your hands in the music industry for quite some time at this point, and you've had your hands in many different assets of the music industry, whether it be DJing, whether it be mixing. Now that's in your name, Mixed by Colt. So I'd love to hear a little bit about your story for the people that aren't super familiar with the work that you've done.
Yeah. So, you know, music's a long journey. So I've been doing it for 15 plus years. So I don't know which story to pick, but I could do the more recent.
Let's hear the whole story. I think that some people sometimes people only see the recent stuff and they're like, oh my gosh, here he is. But here, it's 15 years, bro. It's a journey. Give me a little overview of the whole 15 years.
Probably first started when I was like 6th or 7th grade. I got a MacBook with GarageBand on it, and I just started. Dude, I don't rap at all, but I was rapping and recording myself and then making beats and then just playing on GarageBand. And then as I got into high school, Logic Pro torrented that. And it's so funny because now I don't have anything torrented. Like, I bought everything because I don't want to torrent something and then mess up all the plugins I bought. So I'm like, all right. Sidetrack. But
it's funny you mentioned that, just because I think that that's the start that so many of us have. I didn't necessarily torrent things right off the bat, but so many people did. I know so many friends that did. But I started a GarageBand, continued on that started with Logic, and now I'm curious, did you ever switch to Pro Tools, or are you still in Logic?
Oh yeah, so I haven't used Logic in centuries, like feels like. And then I went to Ableton and then got insane with Ableton and then got to Pro Tools.
So what made you transition from DAW to DAW?
From Logic Pro to Ableton, I went to a school in New York City called Dubspot, which was an EDM production DJ school. And I was going to take the advanced Logic class, and they're like, we're out. But we have Ableton. Best decision of my life. Like,
really? Tell me a little bit. We're getting super nerdy right off the bat, man. People are like watching it and like, we're hearing your story, but now I don't want to hear all the details, because as a musician guy myself, like as a producer, I want to hear all the, like, oh, why'd you choose Ableton? Like, I want to hear the nitty gritty, bro.
Yeah, just like learning it. I learned it, picked it up so quick. I was obsessed with it. Like, I was up 3 days straight, like playing with it, all the automation. You can automate so fast in there. I love it. And then lo and behold, years later, I'm using Ableton with Skrillex. So if I never used Ableton, but then I got to Logic or Pro Tools, which I found out I needed to use when I started interning at a recording studio. I was like, they're not using Ableton. So then I went to SAE School of Audio Engineering and learned Pro Tools there.
Very interesting. So you kind of took the more structured route for learning these DAWs and even to some degree mixing as well, or just essentially the DAWs were like Dubspot, then
SAE Institute.
Yeah, okay, it's SAE Institute, where you're learning these specifically in those schools, which is very interesting. I think that, tell me a little bit more about that, because sometimes, for example, like me, I went for a kind of different route where I actually dropped out of college and was a lot more self-taught. What made you decide to do the actual schooling route? Because obviously it's working for you. So tell me about it.
Definitely. It just cuts off the fat and you get right to learning it. And then you can go on the YouTube tutorials and challenge yourself outside of the classroom and stuff. But at least you have someone directing you how to use it, which I found really helpful. Because when I was in that recording studio interning, and I didn't know how to use Pro Tools, the studio owner was like, why are you going to go pay for college? Why don't you just stay here and watch? I'm like, that looks alien to me. Pro Tools looks alien to me. Like, I don't even know where to begin. So I was like, I got to do the school. Did the school. And I mean, Pro Tools, there is so many layers to it. I've learned so many layers. You'll think you're a master at Pro Tools, and then someone's going to be like, actually, you can go super in-depth this way. Like, it's never ending.
Yeah. That's really interesting, actually, especially I think that's a perfect cue of, I was just on another chat with somebody else earlier today, and we were talking about the fact of like knowing yourself and really just being confident in who you are, in the sense of like, some people are really good at learning hands-on visuals, some people are really good at learning in school, some people are really good at learning on their own. And I think that that's really clutch in the fact that, like, because some people are like, oh, do it your own, do it yourself, do the no school, screw school. But obviously it's sticking working for you, bro. So like, it's screw all the haters for that, in the sense of like, it's really key actually to know who you are and how you best learn. And just like, you went right into it and now it's really paying off. I mean, you got platinum records, you know, that you've mixed on. So it's totally, I would say it paid off.
Yeah, I remember my mom said this to me. She said, go to school to learn it the right way. And then if you want to do your own way, you can still do that, but at least learn it the right way.
Sure.
So that stuck with
So
me.
I also love the aspect of we're kind of both of us are like all over the place. I love it because I'm having such a good time chat. We are like only 10 minutes in and I have such a good time, man. But I love the fact you kind of briefly mentioned it, and like I want to hear a little bit more about your story. But before we do that, you mentioned the fact of like had you never learned Ableton, which quote unquote maybe for a while you could have been like, oh, it would have been a waste of time because I didn't use it for a while. And then you met Skrillex, worked with Skrillex. Now you know how to use Ableton from 8 years ago, whatever the case is. Like everything always works out, you know, man.
It's so funny the pattern at least I see my life in. I'm sure other people are the same. It's like a staircase. Like you'll be here and then it'll drop and then it'll go higher than it was before. And you're like, oh, great. And then it drops again. And then it goes even higher than it was before. It's like ups and downs are.
Sure. Can you elaborate? Do you have any examples that you'd be able to share with us or you're comfortable sharing with, you know, where you think you are and then a little bit of a dip and then growing up?
Just situations, you know, like when I first graduated from SAE, I got into a studio in New York City called Engine Room Audio, and I was there. And then one day I just was like, all right, I'm stressed out. I gotta take a break. I left. And then I started instantly working at another studio called Jambox. And I remember I was like, dang, they're not, there's, it's a cool studio. I love Jambox. But the clientele that was coming was not the same as Engine Room, because Engine Room had all the major league. So in my head, I was going through it. I was like, dang, I missed out. Like, this is my life now. Like, I'm not gonna work with major artists. Boom, I moved to LA, skyrocket, you know. And then the same thing happens, fall off in mentally, and then you go back up even higher, work with cooler artists. I just feel it's a pattern that it can really be a hard struggle, but you
To
just
some
gotta
degree,
remember.
though, if you recognize that pattern, it's almost like, okay, I know I'm in a little slump right now. That only means that the next thing is coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's so hard to see.
I hear you, bro. As a musician myself, I sometimes feel like there's these times where I'll like be like super like really like wanna create, and then there's times where I'm like super not wanting to create, and there's times in the middle where I'm like kind of just going along with it, right? But it's interesting to like kind of ebb and flow in that and recognize, like you said, okay, like hey, it's okay that like you know today I kind of just want to sit and watch Netflix for 2 hours because I know that like tomorrow or the next day I'm gonna be inside of you know my DAW recording for 12. You know what I mean? So it's kind of giving yourself that grace because otherwise if you just push yourself too far it's like it's gonna become a job that you hate, you know, and it's like finding that balance within it.
Yeah, man. That's exactly right. You start to hate it. You start to push yourself too hard, and you're like, I don't, I need to leave. I need to leave.
So tell me a little bit about the journey of you starting off. You started as a DJ, then you got into mixing, and now you're mixing with some pretty major, well, mixing with every major label you've mixed with, and also you have, like I said, some platinum tracks. Tell me how that process, like how do you transition from DJing and getting even into mixing and then creating relationships with labels and artists?
Well, more recording for every major label. I haven't mixed for every single one yet. Going to.
Amen to that, brother. I love that. I love that. Amen.
But wait, what was the question? Sorry.
So how did you transition? And like, tell me a little bit about the story about you transitioning from DJing into mixing or recording, both. And then how did you develop relationships to continue to grow your career in that?
I was DJing, and I was in New York City at DubSpot to take my DJing even further, production. And after I took all the classes there, sound design, mixing and mastering, all that, the teacher, my mixing and mastering teacher, who's like a techno god, was like, you guys should go intern at a recording studio. I was like, all right, hell yeah, did it. I don't know how to wrap a cable and all that. And like this is like a whole different beast. This is like not just computer, it's like cables and microphones and it's every thing else different. But yeah, I was like, and then I thought they were getting paid a lot there. It was like 150 an hour. I was like, hell yeah. And so I was like, yeah, all right, I'm going for it. This is my path now. So that's how I got into recording.
That's so, I love that, man. It's so cool. And then how did you start to develop these relationships with people where like, you know, you start, I assume but you started kind of with musicians that didn't have necessary, let's call them up and coming musicians, developing artists, right? And then how did you develop the relationships that you're starting to now work with some larger named artists?
It's just through being in rooms with people probably is the majority of it. Instagram, people reaching out to me on Instagram.
Do you
It's
find
all
that a lot of opportunity comes to you, or do you go out and hunt a lot of opportunity?
weirdly, a lot comes to me. I mean, I try to hunt, but when I hunt, it doesn't work out. The things that work out the most are the ones that come to me.
Very interesting in the sense of I very much agree with that, and it's funny how like so much of us, so many of us, very much including myself, strive for those like we're like working so hard, and so often so many things just come your way, and they're the easiest things ever. And it's like I wonder if the striving that we're doing over here is even worth it, or if it kind of, you know, if it's all full circle. Who knows, man? Maybe we're just stressing ourselves out too much.
No one knows.
I hear you. I hear you. So
Manifestation, I'm not sure.
who knows, man? So I love talking shop with mixers, especially because as somebody that currently mixes all my own work, and I love to learn, so I'd love to hear some of your perspective on stuff. What, even though this is a completely subjective answer, there's no right answer to this, what would you define as like the perfect mix?
The perfect mix, first of all, cannot hurt the ears at any moment. No resonances, no peaks, just flawless, like ice cream on the ears. It's gotta be like that. The spatial 3D has to be majestical. Every effect processing has to be just smooth and like magical. Like it can't be any more perfect. And just, I think even with like cool delays or stuff like that, it's just like ingenious type of things. Not normal 8 delay throw, like maybe 8 delay that spins into a 30 second or something like that, like cool things like that.
Ear candy.
To me, I think Skrillex has the perfect mixes, and that's like my main reference
Do you
when
find
it
yourself when mixing using other tracks as references to trying and leveling up your mixes, saying like not necessarily recreating or copying, but it's like okay, this is what I want to sound like quality wise. Let's see how I can recreate that. How are you honing and advancing your skills?
1,000,000%. That is everything because you can really see where you are compared to other mixes out. I even take it a step further and I will take a 3 band solo. I'll solo the lows compared to my lows. I'll solo their mids compared to my mids. I'll solo their highs compared to my highs. And like I'll like dissect it. I'll even go stereo. I'll take the high, their highs, and turn off the mids. And so you just hear the stereo and you hear what's just in their stereo highs compared to my stereo highs. Like, so
Very interesting.
I'll go in with it. I think it's super important to
Yeah, absolutely. So
that.
what, tell me, do you have any notes that you've like that have really stood out to you being in the room with some great producers and some great mixers and artists in general? Have you been in the room and you notice be like, oh wow, like that's something I would have never done, or that's a misconception that I thought I had that's totally different now, and like just anything that's just like totally unlocked in your head?
1,000,000%. It's funny because every producer artist has a totally different way of going about things. It
Sure.
can actually be hard as an engineer because your template could be for this artist you just worked with yesterday, and then you're with this new artist and they're like, bro, that's not my sound. I'm like, all right, let me take off the sound they had
For
yesterday.
sure.
But like some cool things, oh man, it's just my mind's going
Yeah, I hear
there.
you,
I
man.
don't even know. But
Absolutely.
let's be more specific.
Sure. Do you like, for example, like do you find that like let's even hone in it even farther. Like when you mix typically, are you mixing in the box, or are you mixing like on console?
In the box,
So inside of Pro Tools. So it's man, it's really mind blowing to me to some degree, because I was just on a chat with another producer, sorry, mixer, and him too. Like this guy's working with tremendous names as well, and I blew my mind. He's like, yeah, I mix everything. He's like, he turned his laptop around. He's like, this is my desk, and it was literally just a desk and his Pro Tools sessions. And I was like, oh my gosh, man, this guy's mixing like huge names, and it's just all Pro Tools, and it's blowing my mind, because I think so many artists are like, oh, I need the analog gear. I need the, I need that full 40 rack, 32 rack, or a 32 track mixing board. And like so often, that's not the case. It's just the ear of the mixer. It's not the gear, it's the ear.
Exactly, 1,000%. Honestly, I just get too lazy to put gear in sometimes, you know. Just I already got it on my computer and I can use it 1,000 times over. But I think more important than the gear is like what you do with it. Actions,
Elaborate on that for sure. Elaborate.
like, cool, you could run your 2-track through a dangerous master bus, but if you don't turn down an EQ here, then you just, how much better is it going to sound than if you didn't run it through there and you turned down the EQ there?
Yeah. So it's using gear properly, essentially. and just having the right ears for it.
Yeah. I mean, analog gear does make it sound better. Yeah. But you can replicate that.
Exactly what the other guy was saying, man. It's really, really, really interesting. Absolutely. Do you have a specific preference of plugins that you find yourself using, or do you just kind of use whatever comes to
Yeah, I have so many.
you?
I also have a lot of sponsors too who hook me up. Shout out Mick DSP, Slate Digital, Isotope, Eventide Audio, and Pickhawk Cables.
How do you decide, like, what's your go-to kind of setup with mixing? Let's talk typical mix, right? Let's talk drums. You're mixing some drums. So let's say pop drums, right? Typical chain of plugins. What are you using?
Usually I'll start the only my template only has plugins for vocals to start off, but
Okay, so
instrumental, nothing.
let's switch then. Vocal plugins.
But no, instrumental, we'll go on the drums because instrumental, nothing. And then there's this really cool techno producer, Tech House, and I remember he posted on Facebook years ago. He was like, "You know how I get my drums to sound so good? Because he has amazing organic drums. He's like, no compression." It's like, dang. Sometimes
Really?
you take the transients out when you're
Yeah, of
pressing it.
course.
So I like to be aware of that and not just throw a compressor on. And definitely just, I like to make drums punchy and boomy and stuff. Literally, if you listen to any of Skrillex's drums, those
Yeah.
are, I would like them to be relative to that.
Yeah.
And then vocals, my vocal chain has changed so much.
Let's elaborate before we get into that. From what to what?
As I do recording sessions, you always make a little tweak. You might find a new plugin, you put it on. It's constantly morphing. It's my vocal chain's not done. But what it is, it's always like a place to start. And then I go in and just zone in and just, I don't even know what I do. I just know how to use all the tools and I'm just going by feel and adding a lot. Like my CPU's always like bursting. I have to like keep restarting because like it's on the dying edge. So I use a lot of plugins from where my start is.
Very interesting. So let's talk typical pop vocals. What kind of plugins will you typically use on something like that? Like maybe not every single one, but what are some go-to plugins that you like using?
Multi-band compression,
Compression. So
good
why
mix,
multi-band over like a single, like a typical compressor?
and regular compressor.
Yeah, so okay,
Or,
so both
but
and.
yeah, I use everything. Like everything, really. I like to experiment. Like, I got so many plugins. It's like, I'm gonna use you, put you on, see how you make it feel. And if it's not working, all right, peace. I'll use multiple compressors, EQs, multiple EQs, multiple reverbs, multiple saturators, some delays. Like, there's no specific formula.
How often do you find yourself using stock plugins versus like outside plugins?
I'm always using outside plugins, but the only like stock would probably be like D-Verb or like the EQ7 band just for a quick high pass filter. Maybe lo-fi. That's about it from stock
Very
on
interesting.
Pro Tools.
Yeah. Are you in post Pro Tools full time at this point?
I'm trying to be now.
Yeah.
Before I have so many mixes where I bounce back and forth with Ableton. So I'm trying to be full-time Pro Tools now, just to keep it simple.
Tell me a little bit about how you go from DJ school to then, starting to mix in some studios, work in some studios, to then working with Skrillex. How does that come
I don't know.
about?
It just kept going.
Being in the right place at the right time, or did one connection lead to another?
I think, yeah, it's just one connection leads to another. Again, like I never like reached out to Skrillex or anything. Like I was just with someone, and then that someone brought me to this person, and then that person brought me to Skrillex. I didn't plan it, so it's like,
Were you working in studio, or was it like kind of separate studios working on the same mix?
We're in the studios. I wasn't mixing, I was recording from and like keeping track of the sessions. I would like convert Pro Tools sessions into Ableton for him, or vice versa. I was like engineer, but
Except,
not mix. He's the GOAT at mixing and production. He's insane. Dude, I would stare at him at working for hours. I don't even know what he's doing still. He's so fast, man. He's so fast. He uses a lot of stock plugins. Like he's just, I think he just has like electrical magnetic field where he just touches stuff and it just works.
Or it's years and years and years and years and years of experience for sure.
Yeah.
I love that, man. I love
Yeah.
that. How much of your time is split between engineering and mixing at this point?
So I try to like, I moved to Austin so I don't have to be in the studio anymore, like recording studio. I like to go to the studio to mix. So I do that now. I just mix in the studio. I found a great studio here in Austin, so do that. But yeah, recording, I think I'm a little over it. I got I've been in so many high pressure situations. It does take a toll on your like health, I think.
Very interesting. So it's kind of knowing what's best for you and when it's time to make a kind of a career jump. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. You're like in Austin, you're working only on mixes. What's the next step in your career that you're working towards?
Just being like the go-to mixer, major labels, the go-to mixer, like,
How
you
do those
know.
how have you found that those connections are built? Just through like working on one track, then getting sent another track, or do you go to like label, parties or whatever? How does that connection build for you?
I mean, it's everything. It's just networking, I guess, just because I've been in rooms with them too. Or someone will like find me on Instagram and then they'll be like, an artist will find me and they'll be like, oh, let me tell my manager. Speak with them.
Do you currently have management at this point for yourself?
Not officially, but
Do you
I
find
do.
yourself going in that route?
There's days where I'm like, yeah, I would love that. But honestly, I always remember this term. If you shouldn't look for a manager will find you. When you're ready, a manager is gonna find you.
Very interesting.
So
Very, very interesting for sure, man.
I'll keep working until the manager's like, come on, like we're working.
Yeah, I hear that for sure. Very cool, man. Well, I really appreciate your time. And one thing I love to chat with people with and hear their perspective on as kind of like a wrapping up closing question. I love to hear what is something that you currently know now in your career that you wish you knew at the beginning of your career?
Engineering and dealing with clients is fun sometimes, but also can be extremely difficult. And you got to be mentally prepared to not take it personally sometimes. If someone's like, I need a revision. Don't be like, take it too personally.
Yeah, that's great. Absolutely. I think kind of developing a thick skin, remembering that it's not a reflection of who you are as a person, it's just a reflection of the work that came out at that time of the day. That's great, man. Well, I really appreciate your insight and everything that you've shared so far. And if you could just hang out for 30 more seconds, I want to first of all say thank you so much to every single person that watched this and made it through the whole chat. I'm sure there was some really, really, really great nuggets that you got out of this. Go check out all the stuff that Colt is doing over on his Instagram and on his music and all the stuff. So thank you so much. Best way to support this channel is by checking out my own original music and subscribing on whatever platform you're watching this on. That Mixed by Colt, thank you so much for taking the time, man. I really, really appreciate you. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everybody. God bless and peace out.